Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, November 10th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
MDCT youth leaders are seriously injured and left hospitalized after an alleged brutal attack by ZANU-PF supporters in Bare.
They were severely beaten by thugs who were wielding weapons. They were using iron bars and sticks and all sorts of other weapons. Rhino Masai actually has four of his teeth, upper teeth, have been knocked off.
The civil society organizations threatened to take the government to court for delaying to set up the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission.
I think it all comes back to the issue of political will. There are processes that do not require resources. The government has to show that it is committed to the process of national healing.
And some Zimbabweans are tipping First Lady Grace Mugabe to take over the reins from her husband, barely a year after officially entering politics.
She's not closing in on the throne, she is the throne.
Three Changirai MDC Harare Province youth leaders were today allegedly assaulted by a group of ZANU-PF supporters in Bare. One of the youth leaders suffered a broken rib and lost four teeth. The three, according to party spokesman Obet Gutu, sustained serious injuries that needed urgent medical attention.
This afternoon at around lunch hour, three of our youths, Rhino Masaya, who is the Harare Province Organizing Secretary, and Paul Gorekore, the Harare Province Youth Chairperson, as well as Charumbira, who is in the National Executive on behalf of the Youth Assembly. They were set upon by a group of ZANU-PF thugs as they were enjoying their lunch at Paul Gorekore's house in Mbare. They were severely beaten by thugs who were wielding weapons. They were using iron bars and sticks and all sorts of other weapons. Rhino Masai actually has four of his teeth, upper teeth, knocked off, and he's got one rib broken, so we hear. And all the three of them are so badly hurt, particularly Rhino Masai. They are, as I'm talking to you now, admitted at a private hospital in Harare.
What was the reason for this violence? Did the ZANU-PF youth say anything to the youth as to why they were attacking them, or was there any altercation between the two groups?
The violence was completely unprovoked. They were actually enjoying their lunch. They were having their lunch at Gorekore's house in Mbare. So as they were enjoying their lunch, as they were having lunch, from nowhere, a group of ZANU-PF youths set upon them and started to beat them up so severely. This happened at a private residence, at Gorekore's residence in Mbare. And there was absolutely no provocation. They were actually set upon unexpectedly, and we are all in a state of shock, because what it means now is everyone now is in danger. We don't know what is really happening. This is a complete breakdown of law and order. It shows that the ZANU-PF, they have let loose their machinery of violence, and what we want to do now is really to call upon ZANU-PF as a political party and the law enforcement agents, the police, to ensure that these thugs, we suspect they are the same thugs who beat up our supporters in Hopley, in Harare South over the weekend and over the previous weekend, that they should be arrested and that they should be brought to book.
And what's the update about the 17 who were arrested in Harare South at the weekend?
The sad news is that a bail application was made by our team of lawyers on behalf of all the 17 accused persons. Unfortunately, the learned magistrate said that they would want to consider our application for bail. And they say that the ruling on the bail application is going to be handed down tomorrow on Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. So what it effectively means is that all the 17 of them have been remanded in custody.
That was MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu speaking with Studio 7 Sandra Nyaira from Harare.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.